This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. India and New Zealand today exchanged 5 agreements in the fields of defence, education, sports, horticulture and forestry. Both sides also exchanged the Authorised Economic Operator Mutual Recognition Agreement. The two sides also announced the launch of negotiations on a free trade agreement and negotiations on an arrangement facilitating the mobility of professionals and skilled workers. New Zealand has joined the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative and has become a member of the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. In a joint press statement following the meeting, Mr. Modi said they had detailed discussions on various aspects of the bilateral relationship and both sides decided to strengthen and institutionalize the defense and security partnership.
आज हमने अपने द्विपक्षीय संबंधों के विभिन्न पहलुओं पर विस्तृत चर्चा की. हमने अपनी रक्षा और सुरक्षा साझेदारी को मजबूत और संस्थागत रूप देने का निर्णय लिया. ज्वाइंट एक्सरसाइज ट्रेनिंग पोर्ट विजिट्स के साथ साथ रक्षा उद्योग जगत में भी आपसी सहयोग के लिए रोड मैप बनाया जाएगा.
Later, briefing the media, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, Joydeep Mujumdar, said that there had been several high-level contacts between India and the New Zealand in the past year. On a query regarding discussions on Khalistani elements, the Secretary said the issue came up during the talks. He said India does alert nations to the activities of anti-India elements in their countries.
We do alert our friends to the activities of anti-India elements in their countries and their abuse of freedom of speech and other democratic freedoms to glorify terrorism. And I must say that the government of New Zealand has been receptive as well as has taken our concerns on board in the past. And this was also the reaction that we got today.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 10th edition of the Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi this evening. Prime Minister of New Zealand Christopher Luxon will join the inaugural session as the chief guest and deliver the keynote address. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that the government has taken several steps to improve rail infrastructure and provide a comfortable and affordable journey to passengers. He said that the railways has created 5 lakh jobs in the last 10 years with a continued focus on reducing rail accidents in the country. The minister was replying to the discussion in the Rajya Sabha on the working of the Ministry of Railways. Mr. Vaishnaw stressed that passenger fares have not been increased since 2020. And it is a very cost-effective in comparison to neighbouring countries. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held a meeting with the Director of National Intelligence of the United States, Tulsi Gabbard, in New Delhi. During the meeting, both leaders emphasised that strategic security remains a vital pillar of the comprehensive global strategic cooperation between the two nations. The Ministry of Defence in its statement said that the two leaders explored avenues for collaboration in cutting-edge defence innovation and niche technologies, reflecting their shared commitment to advancing mutual strategic interests. In Jammu and Kashmir, an unidentified terrorist has been killed in an encounter between the security forces and terrorists in North Kashmir's Kupwara district. The encounter began in the early hours this morning. An army spokesperson said the hiding terrorist fired upon security forces, which was retaliated against, and one terrorist was killed. The army spokesperson said the operation is underway. Russia today confirmed the plans for President Vladimir Putin and US President Donald Trump to speak tomorrow. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that such a conversation is being prepared for tomorrow. However, he refused to go into the details of what the two leaders would talk about. Mr. Trump announced the conversation yesterday evening as part of his push to end the war in Ukraine. He said the US wants to see if they can bring that war to an end. The Kabaddi World Cup 2025 is set to begin at 5:30 this evening in England. The Indian men's team will start their campaign against Italy at Wolverhampton. The competition will span 7 days with over 60 matches taking place in Birmingham, Coventry, Walsall and Wolverhampton in the West Midlands region of the United Kingdom. And that is the end of this news bulletin.